that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music.
Ready, go!
Deb, it feels really good to say that again.
Felt good to hear it.
Feels good to say this also. What do you got?
I don't got anything.
Times.
It's been months and
it's been.
I don't even remember the last time we did this.
Are you saying I don't remember what we talked about? Has it been
quite some time?
It's been a while.
Nope, didn't say that.
I'm gonna drop in the stained, I think. And I'm going to drop in
so
the Bare Naked Ladies.
You're basically just going to copy other podcast shtick on our podcast. I feel like
this
should
is
be
what
more
I always
original.
Do. I always copy other
people. No, other people copy us.
That happens too. In
more
fairness,
often.
That happens too. That's not true. This whole thing is really Harmontown. You just never listen to Harmontown.
It can't be because I can't crib something that I've never heard.
You got a little Jeff Davis vibe going.
I don't even know who that
you don't
is.
Know
so
who that
I can't
is.
Be
no
doing it.
No one listening knows who that is, but it's a little bit
maybe
what's happening.
Maybe it's me. Also, forgive me that I'm going to cough a little, guys. I have a little lingering cough, so that's going to be really great for everybody.
No.
But I feel like that's a little Greenwald, because he always has a cold on the podcast.
Does he always have a cold?
Oftentimes he has a cold.
We're so close to finding out exactly where he lives and showing up at his house, like, say anything style.
About it. No, we'll be more subtle than that.
No? Well, you don't want to, because I was going to ask you, my first question for you, my second question for you, I already asked you, what do you got? Is that a question? Sort of. It's
yeah,
like a statement.
Yeah, I think it's a question.
I say it without
it's
a question.
It's more rhetorical.
It's rhetorical. Yeah. But, so my second question for you is
no, but
be,
you expect me to answer.
I do.
Yeah, so it's a question.
Okay, it's a question. My second question for you, then, is what song would you play from the jukebox if you went Say Anything style on Greenwald?
Wow. That's a tough one.
It's a bit of a thinker.
Yeah, because I don't think him and I have the same taste in music.
You don't like the emo?
No.
He and Fearman have the same taste
yeah.
in music.
So maybe I would call Fearman. And ask
Paul
him.
Fearman.
Yeah, that'd
Fearman
be my
really
new.
Likes Brooklyn, so
would,
he might come out.
I would
he might come
a
out for it.
No, he doesn't have to come. I'm just asking
he
him what song is
like. Yeah.
I don't really think I want you to come. I don't want Fearman to come.
He's not listening.
Yeah, he's not listening. Fearman, though, if you are listening, not including you on this. Like, I didn't include you on the Breakfast Crawl email.
Oh, wow. We were going to save that for later when things really got hard. Right.
I can't laugh. I'm going to cough when I laugh.
It's going to be that's only once or twice that I'll come up. That's fine. We have a guest. We should tease forward. We're supposed to tease forward.
Oh, yeah,
right?
we haven't
totally forgotten
forward.
How this goes. We have a run.
Hopefully
we actually
not.
Have a formal rundown today.
I think we usually have like a formal. It's as okay. formal as we get, which is, by the way, not that formal because we both forgot the rundown and recreated it at the last second. Not that
okay.
formal.
We made a dinner of their choice.
Yes.
They brought
A really
terrific bottle
yeah.
of bourbon. Shout out to our sponsor
yeah.
today, Larceny Bourbon.
Larceny Bourbon.
It's
great.
Very tasty.
I enjoy, wait, hold on. I'm going to have a sip.
Smooth.
Wait.
I'm going to finish my glass. Cheers to the guest who brought it.
Ah,
clinky.
Delicious. I like me some Larceny.
Pour. Larceny is nice.
You do like to pour on the podcast. People like that.
I like to pour.
Yeah.
Like
that's blah, a blah, fan blah, blah, favorite. Blah, blah,
blah. And our guest brought a second kind of
yeah. Also
alcohol.
A fan favorite.
Maybe my personal favorite alcohol. If it really came right down to it, it might be my personal favorite.
If you
favorite
could
alcohol.
Only drink one alcohol for the rest of your life, that's what you choose? I don't believe that for a second. You would choose a bourbon.
No, but like, let's just say that. Let's only get one. Let's get right down to the important question. If Jim Harbaugh were to become the Michigan coach, I would want to drink one kind of thing, and it wouldn't be bourbon.
Right.
By the way, this is
but
a new label. That's a new label. They have a new label.
Guys,
you can't
added
see it right
some
here.
Elements.
But okay,
they fancied it up a bit.
Have we left them in suspense
have
long
they,
enough?
Has Andre jumped the shark?
It's Andre.
They're
Andre
a
has a
fancy.
Really nice new label. I personally
I don't like it. I like the simpler style.
What about the simpler style? Do you like?
It spoke more to me. Like Andre should be simple.
I feel like because Andre.
I think now they're trying to elevate themselves.
They always were.
They're no, they weren't.
They're like really crappy champagne. That's
yeah,
just naturally
trying
to pretend like you're more than you are.
I think they weren't trying, and I appreciated that. They were like, we're just going to be who we are, and now they're trying to.
They're
like,
you're fancy, but you're in college, and
no.
you live right across
see,
the village
corner,
and you're
like, that's
$2.
They were very clearly being like, you're not that fancy, but you kind of want some champagne, and I appreciate that.
They don't have it in some stores.
Now
and
they want it to be like, we're kind of fancy.
They'll look at you askance.
They will look at you askance.
Do you think people like the parenthood aspect where we talk over each other? Or like
I think
Robert
it
Altman
all
and
depends on the family you come from. Because if you come... I was just talking to somebody about this last night.
Name names.
Jackie Brown. Her name's Jackie Brown.
Great movie, and, by the way. Yeah, they don't talk over each other in that one.
Part of what we started talking about was because everyone thinks when she enters the room that she's going to be this black woman, but she's a Jew from Jersey. And so we were talking about like
Jewish?
Being Jewish.
Are you supposed to say Jewish?
She's a Jew.
Hitler would call her a Jew. She's Jewish.
Am I supposed to say she's a Jewish? Like that's
she's Jewish. Is
I can say she's a Jew.
I know.
I'm allowed to say that. So, but we were, anyway, we were talking about like being Jews. And so she is dating a non-Jew, right? And his family is super waspy, which shout out to our foremost guest. But so anyway, she was saying how she was really intimidated by his family when she first met him. Because like her family's like super loud and they're all talking over each other and stuff. His family's like really quiet, and like when she's like, I was really afraid that they think they run over. But anyway, on that note,
let's face facts. I'm in this situation a little bit as well.
I thought of you because I was like, oh, that's what you're gonna deal with.
I have a whole list of things I'm not supposed to mention,
right?
Which is smart. But I did, before we introduce our guest, we brought up Jackie Brown, the person, and Jackie Brown, the film. Favorite Tarantino movie? Jackie Brown is my favorite Tarantino movie. What's yours?
I haven't seen that many. I don't really like him, but I like Pulp Fiction.
Okay, Pulp Fiction. Good answer. And now, Deb, do you want to do the honors?
Sure.
I'm going to give you the podcasting hat, which we'll ultimately give to our guest.
Intimidating.
But you get the hat while you do the intro.
I'm wearing it well, guys. So our guest is straight from Funnecticut via around the corner from us. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
It's Becky Paley.
Becky Paley! Woo! Studio audience! Woo! It's not on yet.
Yeah, now I get to move.
We're moving over. She's going to join us on the couch.
Wait, can I say two things?
First, I got a ceremonial.
You're just here as like a
podcast guy. Okay.
Should we rank how people look in the podcast?
I look weird in half. And
so you want to say two things. So you only get two things. So make them.
No,
proud.
I want to say other things, but in relation to the intro.
Oh wait, so which one is it then?
One would be. Okay, so the jukebox song. If I could play a jukebox song, it would be Landslide because I just thought that would be a fun.
Which version? Would it be the Fleetwood Mac version?
It would be the Stevie Nicks
version. For Andy Greenwald,
yeah,
specifically.
The second would be that
he likes Stevie Nicks.
He does like Stevie.
No, the second would be that you just called me waspy, but then after you came to Thanksgiving, you're like, "Oh, your family is just normal. They're not that waspy."
But you would say you're waspy.
Yeah, your family was not waspy. Yeah, I didn't think a little bit.
But they weren't also like yell talk all over each other.
They kept talking about how much everyone had been drinking. I feel like that's like waspy. That's like
no,
mental.
Wasps drink and don't talk about it. Though.
Jason talks about how much he drinks more than anyone I know.
Is that true?
Not anymore because you stopped talking about it, but you used to count your drinks to your miles. So all you did is talk about how much
you're
drink.
Not doing that anymore?
No, I'm doing
it. He doesn't talk about it anymore.
I just don't make a big deal.
It's become part of who you are. It's part of your
it's just, yeah.
It's just the fabric
it's
of his
tissue.
Life.
It's your tissue. All right.
The fabric of...
Should we...
Charmin. Is that Charmin?
Should we pop?
Yeah,
no, cotton.
Yeah, I think, Becky, you should do the...
Okay.
Let's pop some bottles, yo.
No, the whole point is I asked Jason to open it.
Oh, right, because you don't like doing that. That's the thing about Becky.
Also, I'm a gentleman.
Among other things, like her love of emojis. And
true.
In sync.
I might have carpal tunnel in my right hand, so it hurts me.
I'm fine.
Every 3 months, my wrist like really hurts for a few days.
My fingers hurt, I think, from moving.
I also have been having issues with my left shoulder.
Same.
Basically,
I'm getting old,
guys.
You guys, I went from like 21 to 83.
I don't even know.
It made a really
unsatisfying
pop.
Can you edit that in?
Yeah,
I'll put it in post. Edit that
in post, guys, you're going to hear the bang.
It made
the pop,
a great sound.
The
no,
bottle popping.
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought the
Stacks
sound was
on Dick. Patron on Ice. Can you like...
Oh, we got to get this an explicit rating now.
Yeah.
Guys.
All right, anyway. Whatever you like.
Family TI podcast.
Like the calculator?
Yeah, TI 83 plus. That's my calculator.
I had a TI 82, but a lot of people knew it was a TI 85.
No, so like when I moved, I had to really consolidate all my belongings, and I actually got rid of my TI 83 plus.
Okay, when I say...
I'm never going
to
grad school.
Do people still use these? I don't mean like, do you and your adult life still use them?
Well, I want you to know that I literally had mine for like 12 years, and I just got rid of it. I had this game called Pimp Quest on it, and I was really sad to get rid of it.
By the way, shout out to Halt and Catch Fire, which I still want to watch.
I have my lingering cough.
Deb's sick. Hashtag
I'm not really sick anymore.
Yeah, I'm better now too. Shout out to us.
I
better.
I feel a lot better today.
Guys, like, we should
I
say,
left
great.
Cheers to Becky. Thanks for coming.
Cheers.
Yeah. Thanks for helping us revive this. We've been traveling a lot.
Guys,
we haven't had an opportunity.
It only took like 14 awkward jokes about it over a year period. And here I am.
Well, I think the first thing we do, we already
the people
introed...
spoke. And the people are me because I basically demanded
no,
that
you
I would
have,
be on this
you
podcast.
We introed your bourbon. We introed your entree. Tell us about your dinner. Because that's how this goes. You get bourbon, you get dinner.
So my favorite meal that Jason makes is mac and cheese. I love cheese. I didn't even take a lactaid pill, and I feel totally fine. So, hashtag me.
Also, too much information, but we could take that out if you want.
I don't think it's TMI.
No, own it. You're right.
These people know me, maybe.
America? You mean America?
Yeah, so we have, like, I don't really know. It was, like, perfect consistency mac and cheese, nice crispy top. There were some oats of corn.
Yeah,
was there scallion in there?
There was chive.
Chive.
Okay. Very similar.
Chive. Yeah. And it was delicious.
Basically the same.
Then I had some cider that my mom brought to the cookie swap.
Yeah, cheers. And then I had a black Sandy. Russian. I enjoyed your cider. Cheers.
Sandy literally has no idea what a podcast is, but one day
Sandy, we also enjoyed your cookies.
Yeah. I feel like she'd listen for you.
She doesn't
right?
listen to me when I talk to her.
Yeah, but this, but we're here.
Now I can't. Now I can't send it to her. Basically, they're going to edit the whole thing and post so that this will be 1 minute long.
And you feel bad. I was a little sick when we went to Thanksgiving, so I was a little quiet in the car. I hope Sandy took that okay. I would have liked to have talked more.
I feel like she prefers that because every time I'm in the car, they're just like, Becky was really chatty. And I'm like,
right,
Becky held a conversation. Yeah. I didn't realize that was being so chatty. I thought that was being human.
You mean you were talking like a normal person that day? So.
No, I mean, I guess sometimes I talk a lot. I really still can't decide on that.
Sometimes?
I feel like a lot of times I'm quiet.
As a person who talks a lot, you talk a lot.
Yeah, but a lot of times I listen. Like, we were just... You're just giving some hot takes over the podcast. I was just listening.
Yeah, Becky and I have a lot of anger.
Conversation is also being
I'm an active listener.
We let the anger out.
You know, you can still talk a lot and also listen to people. That's having a conversation.
Never podcast
angry.
Unless
you're Jesus and I just shouted over to people.
Never podcast angry.
That whiskey is good, but it's just really strong. So let me pour some champagne. Can you hear the sizzling?
Honestly, that's really good advice. All you kids out there, if the whiskey is too strong, pour some champagne.
Yeah, I've been doing a chase with water.
It's like the more you know. Can we?
The more.
There's no way to orally put in a like rainbow star.
I would sing it, but I'm not comfortable yet. So I don't want to.
Not comfortable yet.
I just sing it.
No, I feel like I'm still feeling out this whole thing.
Okay. Well, what are your thoughts? Well, we could get you comfortable by having you.
No, first.
Ooh.
No, we have to hear about Becky's thoughts on the podcast.
Okay.
Because that's your...
A couple things. So, first of all, you guys can't picture us, but we're sitting together on the couch.
They can because they've seen our selfies.
Okay. I am wearing my perfect outfit of my fashion profile, which is casual chic. So, I'm wearing...
Dubbed by me, FYI.
I'm wearing a button-down chambray polka dot shirt and yoga pants.
What's chambray?
It's denim thing that's not really denim.
Okay, because there was a great opportunity for something we'll do in a future
episode.
But it's
not that funny if I don't know what it is. Wait
a second. Chambray would actually be a good name for a pet.
Wouldn't it?
Like Chambray the poodle? I don't know. Anyway, I don't really want a poodle, but what do I think about the podcast? I like the podcast.
Save that for later.
Okay, so here's the thing, which Brooke has also talked about. The volume levels on the podcast were at first an issue for me, but I feel like we troubleshooted that and we've moved on. Second of all, we were talking about hashtag too soon cereal. And your podcast runs a little longer than cereal, so usually I have to listen to it in a few takes.
Okay,
because I can't get over.
Why are we judging our podcast?
This is cereal.
You said, what are your thoughts on the podcast?
You compare to cereal.
And I was really impressed, like, watching you guys do the intro. You guys have a solid jam going on. It's like you're related and share DNA or something.
It's like we talk to each other.
We share each other's
sandwiches.
Sentence. Oh.
I don't like to share my sandwiches. They're delicious.
Here's the thing. If what you have a sandwich, I'm definitely not sharing a sandwich.
No, I share my sandwich.
If I like the food, I will absolutely share it.
Assuming one sandwich so that we could try other ones.
Can you imagine a world where Sal, Chris, and Charlie's the Sandwich King had like a low carb, low calorie option of their bomb? Because I would eat that literally every day.
I don't think
it would
be very good if it was low calorie.
I don't know.
Yeah, you live like right across the street from there now, right?
I would go there all the time. Guys, best sandwich in the city, the bomb.
It's
I disagree with that.
Mm.
I think Rosario's makes a better sandwich, personally.
I really like Cuban sandwiches.
I think they're trying to go...
Cuban sandwiches, yeah.
They're doing Shout a little
Obama.
Too much.
Right. Yes, we can.
A little too much.
Shout out to the Castros. They might be listening.
If I had to
What
describe,
makes a good sandwich?
In one word, if I had to describe the bomb, that one word would be...
Bomb?
Flames emoji. But...
People were not ready to talk about it. Would describe,
it would
have
been a good
segue. That one word would be the shooting star emoji.
But... A sandwich, you need good bread. This makes a good sandwich.
Yes.
Good bread.
No,
it makes very important.
You can't
good bread
that,
is so important.
You can't have that bread quit on you. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I mean, the bread holds it together. It
then you
good.
Need a cool, delightful like, entanglement of various meats, cheeses, and vegetables.
I don't know
and
if
some
I
sort
want
of
them to be
spreadable
tangled.
Delight, like a mustard or a tapenade.
But so, I feel totally agree with that because you don't, like, you could just have, like, a cheese, like, it doesn't have to be, I don't, you don't, do you have to have
meat? Not a great sandwich. I feel like it needs
because
to have
like
meat.
A fresh mozzarella with some stuff going on in it. I could get into that.
Just, but let's say that,
and I love meat.
Let's throw this out there. Let's say there's pesto that takes care of the vegetables. Let's say there's a lovely, homemade, freshly made, fresh mutz.
I don't like when you say mutz.
Does it make it worse if there's meat on there?
I mean,
it never makes it worse.
It never makes it worse.
It never makes it worse. Well, it always makes it better.
I don't know, because sometimes the meat
like
can overpower.
Like Andre at any event.
Not any event. Only good occasions.
Meat can sometimes overpower. You don't always want meat.
Like tonight's podcast or Harbaugh.
I don't always want meat.
Guys at work, one of the
sometimes
new
sometimes I want a nice, thick slab of that good fresh mozzarella, that pesto.
Favorite sandwich. Go.
My favorite sandwich.
Whoa.
Like, I think my concept or where I get
it? I know.
I
take it wherever you want to go with it. I think if I was just going to go buy one, it would be the bomb. Bex, you seem like you have something to say.
Okay, so I would definitely say, like, those sandwiches. However, there used to be this really awesome duck sandwich. I think it's Spitzer's Corner on the Lower East Side. It was, like, perfect. Like, the duck was smoked really nicely. The bread was very substantial, so it supported the meat. There was a nice seasoned profile there. I only had it twice.
I will say this. If there's a creamy sauce, it could take the place of cheese.
No, there was no creamy sauce, but
a bagel and lox count as a sandwich.
Oh, I changed my answer.
Because
Russian bagel and
daughters,
lox.
Bagel and lox.
I changed my answer to bagel and lox.
Is my sandwich.
That's the sandwich.
Second non-bagel and lox sandwich would be like prosciutto, fresh mozzarella, oil and vinegar, red roast peppers. I like Arizona.
What kind of oil? You like EVOO?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about
egg salad? I just wanted to say EVOO.
Egg salad?
Yeah.
A good egg salad
I like. Crappy egg salad, I think, is offensive. Like,
it's one of the things that's most highly
like, I don't get it. If you go to, like, the deli or something, like, I don't like because they put too much mayo. I mean, I'm, like, a mayo snob. I need to be, like,
right, you would have to make the homemade.
So I would need to, like, know that the place made it, like, fresh. But, like, a blob of it in, like, a container that's been sitting there for weeks, like, not in fresh.
There's no middle ground. Okay. A really good egg salad is great. Yeah. A really bad egg salad is inedible. Remember when I made egg salad for marathon watching?
Oh.
I made a homemade.
I like mustard.
Caper like mayo. That. Caper mayo.
Caper is good.
It was good.
Okay. I like mustard in my egg salad.
So two comments. One would be like your idea of that mayonnaise just sitting for weeks. Like actually sounds like the mayonnaise has gone bad. So I feel like if I were you, I would just like not eat that. What was my second?
I would never eat that. But people do eat it.
No, like it's just terrible. Sitting out in the counter.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the second thing I was going to say. It definitely seemed good at the time. But don't worry about it. We'll move on.
I think
we'll put it in a post.
Yeah, we have things to get to.
I have had material that I've prepared as well.
Okay, right. Beggy, we should say...
I remember what I was going to say.
Oh, then it's yours.
So, like, as one of your emoji people on the podcast, you keep saying flame emoji, and I'm just really intrigued by that.
We're going to get to that later.
There are a few affirmative emojis that I associate, like, if I want to say bra.
I'm
going
to stop you right there. We're going to get to that later.
Okay, because the flame emoji, I just...
We're not there yet,
getting you.
But we're going to get there.
Oh, we're going to get into the emojis.
Oh, my God. Perfect. The emojis are boys, and they will be men.
We are, obviously, we already mentioned we're sponsored by Larceny Bourbon tonight.
Yeah.
We're also sponsored by sponsored. We're not. This is a cereal free zone.
Didn't we have that talk before the podcast? Like,
I yelled about it for half an hour. I'm gonna beep it out.
Yeah.
Our second sponsor for the evening is a lovely website, blog, Tumblr called BeckettySnickets.tumblr.com.
Oh, I've heard of it.
And since we are
is it
big
shallow,
fans.
Though?
We are big fans. We'll let the audience judge for themselves because I printed out my personal favorite Beckettie Snickets ever.
Oh my God.
I would like you to read it aloud.
Whoa.
If you would do us that honor.
I would definitely do the honor for you. I love to read out loud, but sometimes I get nervous and I stutter. Whoa, 1 year ago. Oh, okay, here we go. This was a New Year's Eve kind of annual recap post, if you will. So it is called, the moral of the story is, I'm no Kanye, but he's no Becky. Kanye West should have been Time's Person of the Year. Oh wait, sorry. Am I supposed to call him Yeezus now? Anyway, he has had a pretty good year. I mean, I just paid too much money to go see him in concert in seats that probably shouldn't have been released to the public. So if that's not a success,
half of that is true.
Confirmed. Oh, we had our own monitor, so like never forget. I just came across a list on the internet that's the 31 best Kanye West quotes of 2013. Nothing shocking there. Kanye says a lot of stuff lots of times. What you might not know is that Kanye isn't the only quotable person out there. In fact, yours truly has a Twitter hashtag devoted to random things I say that are life-changing, slash, the best.
Also a book now. Later it became a book.
A book now, yeah. I thought it might be fun to do a retrospective of Becky and Kanye in 2013. Relive the magic that was, slash, is us.
And we all thought it would be fun.
Below. You'll have to just imagine
what below reading is. Of it right
again
now.
In 2014. Yeah.
I feel like you should do Kanye and I should do Becky.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Like so, Jason, starting with Kanye.
I'm going to do a live reading of Kanye.
Yeah. Right. This is really interesting if you're listening.
I am so credible and so influential and so relevant that I will change things.
Do I have glitter all over my face? That's me saying that.
For the record, at the moment, no, you don't. Okay, again, I'm back in character as Kanye.
Every time Jason's talking,
why
do
you
Kanye,
not just tell people that and just read it dramatically? It works better.
I think that it's a responsibility that I have to push the possibilities, to show people this is the level that things could be at. So when you get something that has the name Kanye West on it, it's supposed to be pushing the furthest possibilities. I will be the leader of a company that ends up worth billions and billions of dollars because I got the answers. I understand culture. I am the nucleus.
In 10 years, they'll be saying about me that things worked out. I got that French bulldog in studio in a story I always wanted.
I'm glad you gave yourself a 10-year time limit, because we're not even halfway there. We still have nothing.
I like to be pleasantly surprised.
No, your apartment is nicer than the studio.
Yeah, I have apartment. I have a junior one-bedroom, everyone. Deluxe in You're the not sky. Invited over, but it's okay.
I feel a little bit like I'm the brave heart of creativity. Flames emoji.
I'm like George Clooney. When I'm 50, I'm going to look amazing.
If I were to write my title, like going through the airport, and you have to put down what you do.
This is my favorite
I would
one.
Literally write creative genius, except for two reasons. Sometimes it takes too long to write that, and sometimes I spell the word genius wrong.
Can I just...
The irony.
Can I do a slow clap? Because I feel like that's my favorite one. Man, I can't believe I know how to twerk. I thought it was something else.
That was it for that.
Sidebar. What did you think it was?
Yeah,
I thought
great.
It was like touching your toes and doing yeah. it, but I guess that's not exactly right.
So it's just like stretching.
I thought it was like a yoga pose.
No, I thought it was, yeah.
It will be in 50 years.
I thought it was like a Ja Rule music video circa 2001. Don't worry about it.
That happened in Mahjong, and Becky showed us a lot of twerk.
Yeah. That's great. You're welcome.
Things that happen in Mahjong.
Hashtag, yeah, that could be a hashtag.
Didn't happen to your mother's Mahjong. That's what
now, ooh. You can see my face on the internet every motherfucking day. I came here. I open a motherfucking mountain. And you trying to tell me how to give you my art? Now you tell me something, y'all, you want me to show you this way, that way, how I would show you this? Don't fucking heckle me. I'm Kanye motherfucking West.
Where did you... Oh, here we go. Don't idolize me. Mine are much more concise, I'm gonna say, than Kanye's. He's a little verbose.
Because I still ain't seen a video better than Beyonce to this motherfucking day.
Beyonce and me are the best things that ever happened to the letter B.
Fact.
Kanye might agree with you.
I don't like that she stole a B emoji, but we can talk about that later.
No flip-flops for black dudes. I don't care where you at. Wear some hot-ass Jordans on the beach.
Same. I wear pants now.
I can also say facts.
I'm wearing capris. Okay.
If you're a Kanye West fan, you're not a fan of me. You're a fan of yourself. You believe in yourself. I'm just the espresso. Shout out to Kanye and shout out to coffee.
I want to take the class torts because it sounds like a dessert. Maybe it would have been funnier if we switched this around and Jason did me and I did.
Should I do a spoof about your face? Or you fucking Ben Affleck? Hashtag no all disrespect to Ben Affleck. Hashtag no disrespect to Jimmy Kimmel. You transcribed it wrong there, by the way.
Sorry, I think I copy and pasted.
No, it's he didn't say that?
No, I copied and pasted, guys.
No, I know, I think he did
oh,
that
I said
to
it wrong.
Be funny.
I said
no.
it wrong. No, I said I just said it wrong.
No, I think Kanye did that to be funny. Like, he inverted it.
No, I said it wrong.
Yeah, no, he did it to be funny.
Yeah, that's what he wrote.
Yeah, obviously the hat. No, I read it wrong. I just read it wrong. We can go back and post and see, but I read it wrong.
No, he said no disrespect to Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I just said disrespect to Ben Affleck. And all disrespect. I said it the wrong. I just read it wrong.
No disrespect to Ben Affleck. All disrespect to Jimmy.
Yeah, that's what you said. It's just the different. It's that with the opposite of how it was, because Kanye was being funny.
No, he was trying to disrespect Jimmy Kimmel.
How embarrassed are you going to be when Kanye West listens to this and is like, that fucking totally transcribed my hashtag wrong. Whatever.
Anyway, back to the reason.
We're almost done because I'm...
No, people are like...
People are liking
it. If I'm your audience, I've been laughing.
This is the best thing we've done so far.
I think next time I apply for a job, I'm just going to give this clip.
I feel like
I'm not going to actually give a resume.
The whole podcast, we should just dramatic read things and it's probably better.
Well, I'm going to be reading for my section. But it's interactive.
It's all your section.
It's a fine line between what you'd say to your mom and what you'd say to someone you're dating. Though the more I hang out with my mom, not so sure. The second part I just ad-libbed, guys. It was only the first part that was the core.
All barbershops, fashion designers, architects, corner stores, Wall Street, all over the world. Y'all acting like Kim Kardashian ain't the most beautiful woman of all time. I'm talking about, arguably, of human existence. The top 10 humans of existence.
I'm deceptively thick. Can't wait to see what 2014 has in store for us. That's the end of the entry.
What did 2014, spoiler alert, what did 2014 have in store for you?
Okay, well, I traveled a lot. So we went to New Orleans, which was cool, except I went to CVS like for, you know, a lot of
are
times.
Are the CVSs in New Orleans different from the CVSs
yeah,
in New
York? Yeah, they
have
neon lights outside.
Wait, is
them.
It like you've come
do
full circle?
Do they ever bind you?
Because now you live next to two CVSs? Are you in like heaven right
no,
now?
No, and you know I like the old one.
Yeah,
you do. I like the non-24-hour CVS because it looks like the one I grew up with.
Hashtag nostalgia.
The carpet's the same.
Nostalgia is real.
Nostalgia is real. I traveled a lot, so we went to New Orleans, I went to San Francisco, I went to like a million weddings, I walked a half marathon.
You went to a million weddings?
I went to a million weddings.
That's a lot of weddings.
I'm actually a Hermione Granger, so I have a time turner.
There are only 300, am I right? Check my math on this. There are only 365 days in a year. How did you fit in a million weddings? I'm interested in this.
When thing. We watch the Harry Potter movies, you'll understand.
I have them, they're right there.
What?
They're all of them there?
They're all of them there.
And I got a new job
that's a
and
small
an apartment.
Box for all of them.
I feel like we're burying Lily, but I got a new job and
do you have like a homework assignment on the close of any of these?
We're having a cultural exchange.
Wait a second.
You're not going to watch a movie?
Obviously coming
no,
to
watch
a movie
the first
marathon.
Two. I'm going to watch the first two. We're
wait
watch
a second.
One.
I have to watch them with you.
Yeah.
I feel like this is what we always talked about.
Yeah.
We have really interesting conversations where we talk about me making Jason watch Harry Potter. But you have to read the books because the movies aren't as good.
I'm not going to. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the books to my children someday. I'm going to save that magic for both of us.
I'm going to just read it to my cat. So anyway,
but I'm making.
Oh yeah, flames emoji.
I am gonna have Nicole read Infinite Jest, and I'm gonna watch all.
Is she starting it while she's on
seven?
Ball?
No.
Whoa.
No, 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 no.
Wait, can I read it with
so
you?
You have to do Harry Potter.
You can do Beggy. It's a free country. You can do anything you want
except go see the interview.
Except go see the interview. It's exactly what I was gonna
say. Oh, hot takes. I actually just started reading The Goldfinch, so I'm gonna be occupied for the next like.
Have you fallen asleep yet?
I liked it. I'm only on page 19, but so far so good.
I read 100 pages of it, and it was super boring, I thought. But
that's good.
Enough Goldfinch hot takes.
That's right. We are now sponsored by the publisher of the book Goldfinch.
Secret History was better, and Secret History wasn't that good.
All right.
Take that, world. All right.
Emojis.
Ooh, there's a lot of snapping.
Becky is, we should,
she's our senior emoji correspondent.
Because Becky is so excited to be here, which we appreciate.
Yes.
You jumped in before Deb was done with the full-on preview, the full-on intro.
Sorry.
Because she, as we discussed, she likes to talk.
So what's her title?
We've made her be quiet for a little while.
Deb, what's Becky's title?
Oh.
At your senior emoji correspondent.
Whoa.
Can we do like a knighting
senior,
kind of thing? Like I dub the senior emojis correspondent.
Senior emoji correspondent. And also senior in sync assignment.
Oh,
reporting to
great.
A vacant position of senior pop music correspondent.
Which would be Laura?
Who report, no, she,
no, Laura's music
no.
correspondent.
That person reports to Laura, but it's a vacant position currently.
No, I think Laura is pop music correspondent.
Who
like, I don't go to Laura
music.
For, like, opera stuff or, like, jazz.
I feel like Laura's the pop music correspondent.
She's the,
well.
She's the senior
she
music correspondent.
To herself, though?
The jazz person would report to Laura.
Okay, that's fair.
This is, yeah.
But I think she's also then the pop music correspondent, senior pop music correspondent.
You really need to make that word chart.
She reports
so it's
to herself.
Clear.
I could help you make the org chart.
She doesn't report to herself then.
I used to do stuff like that in my
There is apparently a position of senior org chart making correspondent available since I've dropped
that it. That actually sounds like a job for our senior business lady correspondent.
Oh, it does.
Is that Jill
LaBraga? Why are you making
Jill.
I want you to come in here and give us a presentation on what our org structure
should
be. Yeah,
Jill doesn't make an org chart. Jill, like, advises about why you should choose the org chart.
Well, I think we could use some of that advice because our org chart, without even existing, is kind of convoluted.
No, that's true. But she would come in and be like, okay, this is what you should do with your org chart. Now you owe me $5,000.
Yeah.
Can Jill make the org chart and then can I recreate it with construction paper on one of your walls?
You can make each person an emoji.
I feel like you have blank space.
If
and I'll write your
you're
name.
You're slowly filling.
Oh!
So good.
Becky is slowly filling all the blank spaces in our apartment with construction paper.
Can you guys do earmuffs? I'm going to make their apartment into a rainbow, and I've now made three rainbow banners for just regular activities.
When you say rainbow, do you mean? Oh, sorry, earmuffs have fallen off.
I mean,
do you mean
gay when I
rainbow
say rainbow
emoji? Oh, I was going to say rainbow emoji.
I don't know if I can draw emojis that well. I mean, I draw emojis on one.
I want to hear what your top five favorite emojis are and why.
I feel like I'm taking a BuzzFeed quiz. Okay, great. I like dance.
This isn't going to tell us anything about you.
Pick a plaid.
Okay. I like what? Pick a color, red. Pick a food, cheese.
What's your favorite social media outlet?
Facebook. Okay, so.
Really? Are you an 80-year-old woman?
It sounds like you're a bit of a tyro. Yeah.
No, actually, in my job interview, they asked me that. And I feel like it's the best way to connect with all different kinds of people. So anyway.
Good
my
answer.
Favorite emoji.
You have the job of senior emoji correspondent.
My favorite emojis are dancing ladies because I feel like
shout
I
out to dancing ladies. Those are my
dancing
favorites,
ladies.
Too.
So like I understand there was that whole like news article about how it actually means like a sex thing in Japan, but to me it means female friendship. And
it's
I have a lot
about
of great
like
female
furries
friends,
or something.
And I want to commemorate sometimes in a picture.
Shout out to that. I'm
times
into that.
That we're spending together. So that's number one. Number two, I think, is that little monkey that covers his eyes, because I feel like it's, like, pretty adorable.
Why do you like the monkey that covers his eyes more than the one that covers his ears or his mouth?
Because a lot of times there are things I don't want to see, but I'm open to listening, and obviously I talk a lot, so I'm not covering my mouth.
So it's a personalized thing.
It's a personalized thing.
You see yourself in the emoji.
Let me go through my recently used emojis. So, okay, those are top
two. Do you think most people see themselves in the emoji? That they're sending?
So as only one person, I can't really speak for all people.
Well, no, you're the senior emoji correspondent. Yeah. That's your job.
I think that the emoji is a Japanese version of how you see yourself.
but what that article was saying was that we had taken out what the Japanese wanted to be. Intent doesn't matter.
Because the smiling thing of poop doesn't mean luck.
You guys,
anymore.
When was the last time any of you cared about Japan? Okay. So
I love their food.
Laura cares really. Laura, one
kidding.
Of our best
You're
going to
edit that out.
She
You're
going to
edit that out.
I love their food, and I love their monetary policy. Shout out to Shinzo Abe and Hideki Kuroda.
I love udon.
They have really good figure skaters.
Yeah. Do they have really good?
Yeah.
Midori Ito, overrated.
Mao
Wasabi. Oh, can we say hi to Michelle Kwan, if you're listening to this? I just want to say Nagano.
This is a Tara Lipinski household.
No!
Get out!
Guys, Becky just fell down for no reason at all.
Her knees. It's her knees.
Wait, I'm still going. So I have Dancing Girls.
Dancing
Monkey
Girls.
Monkey Eye Cover.
Are your favorite the same as your most recently used?
Well.
Interesting.
The Venn diagram does overlap. I like.
But is it a perfect overlap?
I like Shocked Cat.
I've never used the shocked cat.
Which one's the shocked cat?
The shocked cat.
Deb, do you want to describe, paint a word picture for our America.
Shocked cat.
paint a picture for
it's
America.
It's a cat whose paws are on each side of their cheek, and the face is making like a, you know, an O shape.
Yeah.
And the eyes
but
are kind
of
bulging out.
But it's not sexual. I don't want you to
all.
Give people that idea. It's very, it's very innocent.
Depends on how you look at it.
It depends what you get into.
That
I mean,
article
in
New York Mag really doubled down on the eggplant emoji being sexual.
There's a couple things here, Becky, that I'd like to ask you about your recently used
emoji.
Well,
wait. So
Deb,
let me finish.
Deb, you have a... If
For
only
instance,
you had a forum in which you could ask our guest questions.
How often are you using this knife and why?
The knife I used to Snapchat you when we were joking about cereal and I was... Saying,
you're
not allowed to talk about cereal here.
Well, anyway, the point is to shame Deb because I use it with her.
I'm also banning all mentions of Captain Crunch.
The pill emoji was what I texted Jen when I was in a meeting that was really stressful, and I was like, I need pills. Okay, so we have...
How often do you go literal with an emoji?
I don't ever take pills, really, except ibuprofen.
No, but you meant it as taking a pill. Yeah. Sometimes you don't mean it like I'm not a monkey. Here's covering the thing.
Sometimes
eyes,
I use it as an Alanis Morissette reference. Jagged Little Pill.
Jagged Little Pill.
Maybe the knife was the jagged part in the Little Pill. Little
you
pill.
Just like free form emojis and yeah. you just send them in a box.
Yeah, I was just curious okay. as to, yeah, how that worked.
You like, would you meet a famous artist? Like, if Rembrandt was alive, would you be like, Rembrandt, what does that brush stroke mean? It's like sometimes you just have to
yeah,
express yourself.
Yeah.
Well, he might
have totally
to
be yeah.
like, I wouldn't be a good reporter if I didn't ask that question.
What I would do is first be like, bring over a bottle of bourbon. Yeah. I'll make you whatever kind of food yeah. you want. And then we'll sit down and ask you these kinds of questions.
Yeah. I don't know if he drinks.
He would, by the way, he would be senior painting correspondent.
Do you think he would smoke pot?
What do you know? We think Rembrandt would be a senior painting correspondent?
Well, I mean, if we had every painter to choose from,
yeah,
no. But if he presented himself, yeah, I would offer that role to him.
You'd offer that role to him?
I feel like so far, I don't know about you.
Are you inviting him first?
But we are
or
joint.
Is he like if someone else says no?
No, yeah, we're joint HR directors. How many applications have you gotten for senior painting correspondent?
It is.
I'll do
that
it.
Are better than Rembrandt.
It is a oh, my huge conflict of interest that we are both like the head of this organization and senior HR directors. I'm looking into that.
Can you say hashtag nepotism?
I'm looking into that.
Hashtag nepotism.
I'm going to start investigating. I'm also going to be our senior investigator to look into this issue.
I like it. I like it.
I'm going to be an independent.
You're like a Roger Goodell over there.
How dare you?
It's getting really
you're
going to
punch yourself in the face and not suspend yourself.
I'm sitting in between you guys, so I feel the tension. It is palpable.
It's mounting.
I just want you guys at home to know.
You could cut it with a knife emoji.
You could cut it with a pillow emoji. Okay, the other thing I really like is the skull, which sometimes is a dramatic way of saying, like, oh my god, this sucks. And then, I guess my last favorite emoji...
take out your favorite emojis, too, so we could do it.
My last favorite emoji, I really like cat hard eyes. I feel like, to me, that is the equivalent of being 16 and saying, OMG, I love that. Like, it's like, oh my god,
that's
I'm so
like your best place.
Yeah, it's so good, but like... Here's the thing. There's an emoji for every day. That's what I love about them. My mom just got an iPhone. She's been texting me emojis. Oh, I also like the rainbow. You know what I was thinking the other day? I have not done enough double rainbow emojis. Because I loved that video when it came out.
I remember that. You might also be your senior rainbow correspondent.
Oh my god. Remember that day I drove through 7 rainbows?
And I honestly... I do remember that day.
It was so good. Oh, I also like the chick hat thing. I feel like the chick catching you sometimes.
Okay,
like, sometimes
which,
like,
one, is, which
up?
One is that emoji? It's like a
dream of crying, like sobbing which emoji, like sobbing smiley.
Yeah. Okay. You're like, so, really? I'm going to guess that one had something to do with Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah, wait, let's look at Oliver's.
They what's all the, had something to do with Harbaugh.
When are you texting the headphone music notes? And when are you texting that weird devil that looks like the monster from where the
I don't remember that.
Are?
That was probably Taylor Swift. Guys, the clinking beer glasses is really low down
on
you.
Yeah, wait, I didn't really use
wait
that.
This is an important
whoa,
question.
Whoa,
important.
Whoa.
Beck.
Yeah, totes.
Beck.
Go for it.
This one right here, the one that looks like it's two hands together.
Left.
Is that praying or is
I
that slapping five?
I think it's praying because there's the yellow beans that
it's
to me
meant
imply
to be
divinity.
Praying, but again, you can make it whatever you want. That's the fun thing about emojis.
You can.
Well, that's why I have a senior emoji.
Here's what I'm going to go out on a limb and say this, okay? I think one of my favorite emojis,
baby,
is just a smiley face.
Yeah, that's right there.
That's number one. That's number one.
Which
number
one do you
two.
Use?
Number two.
Whoa.
Which is your preferred
open
smiley
mouth.
Face?
How often are you texting about Mahjong? Why do you have that Mahjong
because
tag
I don't
on there?
Here's what... I'm sorry to disappoint you. I don't use emojis that often. I
oh,
like the
love
dancing
emojis.
Girls as well. I also... My monkey that I like the best
oh,
is
yeah.
the covering the mouth. I just think he's really cute.
Is that to me? That would be like I'm gonna throw up.
No, that's like to me. It's like I'm demurring.
Yeah. Okay. You're playing.
If there was like a clutch pearls, that's my clutching pearls.
Oh.
And obviously, I demur a lot.
Fanning yourself, fanning your décolleté.
Yeah.
What's the thing?
And I like this single dancing lady as well.
Oh.
And oftentimes, I'll use the double dancing lady with the single dancing lady together.
Oh, do lots of dancing.
Yeah, the dancing lady in me is like I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Bets, what's your least favorite thing about emojis?
If
you need time to think about it,
oh.
I have a least favorite thing about
okay,
emojis.
Okay, my least favorite thing about emojis is the emojis that have not been created yet.
Yeah, yeah. Mine
for example,
is. How is there not a
bottle.
Fucking. We need a bagel emoji, goddammit.
Okay, let's talk about top 5 emojis we would create, Jason.
Everybody.
Now I'm the moderator.
I want.
I've taken this thing over.
Bagel yours. Emoji?
Bagel emoji. Love it.
Harbaugh emoji? And then also Harbaugh emoji.
So that's only 3.
I
what
meant
score
that
did
for
you go to
more.
Again? Okay.
also a bagel emoji. I think they would all be
two
food.
Bagels emoji. I would honestly all be two bagel emojis.
Is there, this might already exist, so I'll be showing my lack of emoji knowledge. Is there a microphone?
Yeah.
Deb.
It only has musical notes next to it.
Yeah, because I need like a...
I wanted to text you like a podcasting with like just a microphone, but it had musical notes.
No, I just want a microphone.
And we're not singing.
I want to... Yeah, there's only one
microphone. Okay, because I can't stop giving you my what the fuck face.
No, no, I meant like just a microphone without the accoutrement.
Yeah, it only has I need like a microphone.
The fact
singing.
That you're saying the word accoutrements doesn't negate the fact that you didn't know offhand if there was a microphone.
No, but look at the words I know!
What Debbie's trying to do is pretend like she's fancy and emojis are not fancy.
I'm a fancy lady. I like
I mean, you definitely are.
I just forget to...
You're drinking champagne right now.
What do you think of people who, like, look down their nose at emojis?
I don't think about those people.
I feel like there's like, a school of
thought.
You
know what I was saying? Those are those people who don't know how to have fun.
Okay.
They take life too seriously. Emojis help add a little ridiculousness and humor to life, which it needs.
You feel like they're all ridiculous and humor,
though. Didn't ask me what my emojis would be. What about fug emojis? I feel like those would be cute. Uggs. Or, like, blue cheese. Like, a blue cheese wheel. Definitely either a champagne flute or a champagne bottle.
Yeah, is there no, like, wheel of cheese?
No,
there's not.
Or, like, just a...
Yeah, no, what about a pickle?
If you guys could feel the disdain...
What about a pickle? Okay, so...
What about a pickle? What about
a pickle? Yeah.
Exactly.
Also, well, guys, that would be way more sexual than the eggplant emoji.
There's the pumpkin, the ghost, the Santa Claus, and the Christmas tree. There's no menorah. There's only, like, that purple Jewish star.
Anti-Semite.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Used to it. Hashtag
people
used
that
to
don't
it.
Like emojis like don't even exist to me. It's like in my periphery of existence and what I understand and what is real, it's not real.
This is what I think. I think language doesn't do the job of providing the tools we need to communicate, and anything that gives us more options, shout out to that. Shout out to emojis.
Try conveying an emotion and be like,
emoji. My
you
favorite
know what
emoji.
I feel like right now, I feel like a cat with
No, that was my most recent one. I wrote a text yesterday that was simply Chobani. Three flames.
Oh my god, what about a Greek yogurt emoji?
Can I say this?
No one mentioned that.
Chobani, not that good.
That was my most recent emoji.
Chobani,
I am all in on Faye. I found it. I didn't like yogurt.
Chobani, flame.
America, I set out to learn to like yogurt. It was like a, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I just make resolutions. And I was like, I am resolving about a month ago, 2 months ago, to learn to like yogurt. And I started with Chobani. Couldn't get myself to like it. Faye. Now I like yogurt.
I believe that I told you that. And the honey.
I asked you. You might be my senior Greek yogurt correspondent as well.
Oh. Wow. Oh my god.
Okay, wait.
You switched Greek yogurt.
No, though I will say there's
started eating
have
dead.
Have you ever had the chobani with like the little bits of wheat in it and stuff? That actually is pretty good.
Okay, you win.
I work like a block away from the chobani store now.
You eat that.
To me, the flame, like... I would use the flame emoji with, like, a pill. Like, oh my god, this meeting sucks.
Jesus,
flame pill
the
night.
Backstory of flames to Becky.
Well, first of all, its actual meaning would be, like, it's hot, it's awesome, it's cool. But this
so
is a Hollywood...
for Nelly, like, it's getting hot in here.
Right. Yeah. You would be like, yeah.
Okay.
But it's, like, a Hollywood perspective thing. As a matter of fact, Chris Ryan described Taylor Swift's brilliant 1989 album in one sentence. It is flames. Meaning, it is flames emoji.
Wait, no, then he started saying, we didn't realize that was what he was referring to. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he started saying, just flames emoji instead of flame.
Two times today, in work meetings, I said, hashtag haters gonna hate.
For our listeners at home, how
many
times?
Why am I not a CEO?
Yeah.
I just feel like with that type of street talk, like I'm so approachable, but also in charge.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Taylor herself.
Like, Tay. I like her side bang. She's so cute. It's, like, not fair. She wore that cute plaid crop top on her birthday.
Is cute the right word?
I don't know. Beautiful?
She's definitely not cute.
Yeah, she's not cute.
What is she?
She's beautiful.
Super talented.
She is beautiful.
Ugh. It's not too skinny, though.
If I had to describe her in one word, it would be super talented.
She sort of looks like she doesn't exist in her skinniness.
Also, flames emoji.
Also, two words. Okay.
Unless
super talented became one word.
I feel like, Becky, you had a segment you wanted to do.
You guys, okay. So, I'm going to set this up. When we went to the beach for Nicole's birthday, we didn't really do shout-outs to people, but, like, hi, Nicole.
Because we're doing them organically. So
probably, like, hi, Kim and Marty, because I feel like they're going to listen.
I feel like
Melissa
I've
already... Ari,
really, yeah.
Melissa and Ari.
Like, six times.
Laura
it's
might
okay.
listen to this. Everyone I know who might listen to this. So,
shout out to Becky's friends and family.
We shouted out Jill.
Yeah. You're going to be surprised also, to realize that there's not that many of them.
Mr. Jill.
You like, shouted out Brooke when you, you know, we'll dig in our podcast. So there you go.
Okay.
Brooke is somewhere smiling and laughing right now.
Yeah. So, okay, we went to the beach for Nicole's birthday. Nicole is a magazine hoarder, so little known fact. She has, like, magazines from the last 10 years, including
magazines. I feel like I'm supposed to defend her, but no, she's a magazine
hoarder.
You're
not supposed to defend her, because that's, like, literally not...
I mean, she admits that about herself.
It's not an insult. It's, like, a fact about her. It's like, I am a woman. Nicole is a magazine hoarder.
Glamour March 2009 is not going to read itself.
So, we were doing the magazine quizzes. And it was funny because I was like,
FYI, the magazine quizzes from 2007 to 2008, respectively.
If you had to describe
the world has changed. If you had to describe them in one word,
yet the world hasn't changed.
The world has changed a little bit.
Those same quizzes were in this month's.
In one word, if you were to describe it, that word would have to be Feline's emoji.
That one would have. Yeah, what was the other? Okay. So I would like half be napping because I was in a different row of towels and then like. Deb, Jason, Nicole were, like, chatting. Mara and Odin were playing. Amy was, like, chilling. And then I was, like, half-napping. But then every once in a while I'd be like, what are you talking about? But then, like, nap again. Which is, like, a really cute habit I have of zoning out, but then immediately demanding to be,
you know, you keep bringing things up that would segue well into the next segment. We're not ready yet.
Okay. So, anyway, we were reading magazine quizzes, and I
can
do a really good Valley Girl impression. And so
No. On behalf of America, do that Valley Girl impression.
So, like, I was at the mall, and then, like, Jordan texted me, and then I was like, Jordan, like, why are you texting me? I was, like, so annoying, and then he was, like, going back and forth, and then he, like, totally stopped responding. Okay, so
that's pretty good.
So I was reading the quiz.
Play
his emoji.
Is flames emoji the new hot take?
Oh, okay. So you're gonna say flames emoji. I'm gonna
say cat hard eyes. Wait, if the flames emoji of you saying that.
Is your flames emoji my cat hard eyes?
I'm so confused. Yes.
Okay. So I was like, I totally think that I should write these quizzes because I started just freestyling random quizzes. Like, you're going on a date. What type of shoe are you wearing? A wedge. You need to be able to walk around but look cute. A flat. You're all business. And so I decided that when I finally confirmed I was going to be on this podcast, I was going to write some quizzes for Deb and Jason, which are tailored to them. And may or may not be rigged, but we'll just figure it out.
Tailor Swifted to them?
Okay. So Deb or Jason, who wants to go first?
I want to go first.
Okay.
So I do. If you want to go first, I'll allow you.
So this quiz is called...
Save the best for last.
Now, let's keep in mind, I'm a novice, but this quiz is called, what type of whiskey are you?
You're not a novice. You've been building for this whole
life. I think it's
life.
Pronounced novus.
Okay. I'm a novice. So, first question. Each quiz only has 7 questions because...
It's a lot of questions.
Because I was like, I can't
You've
do
You've gone above and beyond.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody else...
Everyone else made us work.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You start a new job. On the first day, are you more likely to A, make out with everyone everywhere, B, show up on time, do what you're asked to, and leave just a few minutes after the allotted quitting time? It's important to make a good impression. C, hack the work email system and see what you can find out. Information is power after all. Or D, ha, is work what people do when they're not power lunching?
Well, first of all, I have a girlfriend. I can't make out with everybody. Third of all,
shout out to Nicole again.
Yeah.
I'm not in North Korea. I can't hack anything.
True.
Fourth of all,
topical.
I don't really believe that strongly in lunch. So I'm going with second. I'm going to try and make a good impression by staying just a little bit later than I have to.
Perfect. We were just talking about that. Okay. Well, again, like, no offense to Nicole. This is just a fun quiz. Two, you see a
Nicole
cute...
Wow. Well, I take offense as well.
But she's WASPY, so she won't tell me. Two, you see a cute stranger at a bar. You'll notice this one was, like, funny. A, make out with them.
It's funny. Just
don't say.
Yeah, broadcasters, let them figure that out. Okay. America will laugh if it's laugh-worthy.
You see a cute stranger at a bar. You, A, make out with them on everyone, everywhere. B, approach them with a cheesy but not too cheesy pickup line. C, approach them with a cheesy but not too cheesy pickup line. When they lean in to say more, you steal their wallet. D, I never go out. I always order in.
I haven't ordered in like 4.5 years. What were the other three?
So you're making out on top of people with this person.
Obviously, we all know I wouldn't do
that.
You're
saying a cheesy pickup line, but not too cheesy. Or you're stealing their wallet. You're saying a cheesy pickup line, but also stealing their wallet.
I've never stolen anybody's wallet, so I would have to go with B. I would say a slightly cheesy pickup line. But, yeah. Normally, I would just yell at them using my confrontational charm, but I think that comes the closest to embody that. I feel like I'm going.
I'm taking these clarinets.
America, I'm going with a lot of B.
Okay, three. Your favorite team is playing a game at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Okay. The only problem is...
Do I even have to answer this? Everyone knows the answer to this.
Isn't it special having your quiz written for you? The only problem is your friend's birthday brunch starts at 1. Okay. You guys, I wrote this yesterday. And it's
burn
like,
the whole world to the ground and hope Harbaugh comes to Michigan.
I wrote this yesterday and it's like a whole different person wrote it. A, make out with your friends.
Becky, do we have to pause the podcast to get you out?
Make out with your friend prior to brunch. Obviously, you're not going to the brunch the game's on, but with your kissing skills fresh on their mind, they won't be too mad. B, email your friend and apologize that you won't be able to make it to brunch. If the game ends early, let them know you might be able to meet up later. C, yell at your friend for daring to have a social event when your team is playing. Idiots. Or D, your best friends are Grover and Ben and your TV remote. That's a reference to currency, in case it's not very obvious.
Do I even have to say that the answer is C? Like,
okay.
Who schedules their birthday?
Who's fucking born on a Saturday every 7 years? Okay.
You have no right to usurp my Michigan games.
Seriously.
Also,
Jason. This is just a hypothetical team.
While you're taking a drink, I'd like to make a personal plea to Jim Harbaugh. Please come back to Michigan and coach Michigan. Yeah, I finished the champagne.
Oh, you did.
Oh, no, I
didn't.
Did. Okay. I thought I did.
You didn't. Okay. There was like 1 milliliter left. Okay. For dinner, you're most likely to have...
Come home, Jim.
A... That hot number from the accounting department. Are you noticing a pattern phrase? B, a meal featuring whatever's recommended by the latest FDA-approved food diagram. Or some produce from my CSA. C, the blood of a child. Or D, caviar and lobster with melted gold to wash it all down.
I think we all know it's a CSA, but delightfully worded question.
You should really read these.
This is great.
That's insane. Okay, this actually is timely
have a great
for
job that
a great
you love,
podcast
you should
chat
work about yeah.
Thank you, maybe yeah. I will.
That you're also very good at. Yeah.
Finish this sentence. We finish each other's A, menage a trois, B, sandwiches, C, killing sprees, D, money laundering schemes.
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with sandwiches. We already had a whole salmon on sandwiches.
We did it. Sandwiches. Yeah. Which type of cheese do you prefer with your French baguette? A. Third base. B. Brie. C. Monterey Jack.
It's already Brie.
Or D. Not sure how to pronounce this, but I googled most expensive cheeses in the world, and one that's spelled P-U-L-E, Pule, came up.
I like Brie.
All right.
Even once you said baguette, I'm like, Brie.
You had
Boom.
Me at the bag. Okay, this is the last question. You're planning a vacation. Where are you going? What's the name of that famous nudist resort? Probably Nashville with a stop in Austin or along the Bourbon Trail. C, Amityville, or D, Monaco, or Dubai, or wait, why am I planning this vacation?
Some of these seem oddly like they're directly subtweeting people who are being asked the very questions that they're supposed to answer.
No way.
I would like to go to Nashville, Austin, and the Bourbon Trail.
Okay, you got mostly B's. By the way, I did actually write out answers to mostly A's.
We're going
to
want
to
hear all of them.
I especially want to hear the A answer.
And this is particularly for you. You're Jack Daniel's honey whiskey. You're the sweetest guy on the block. Well, some people might not drink you anymore because of some superstition they have about, I don't know, politics or something. Most people smile a little brighter when you're around. Okay, for everyone who's at home, that's because one time I brought honey whiskey to a political debate.
Well, two times.
No, I know, but, okay, so I'm starting at the beginning. Let's start at the very beginning. Okay, so Obama lost the debate, and then I really liked the honey whiskey because I'm not a huge whiskey person, and I brought it to the next debate, and Jason was really upset. Were you upset, Deb?
Deb was upset. I actively
Jason was
at
more
you.
Upset because he was like, Obama lost, so why would you bring the the same liquor that obviously in the grand scheme of the world with the butter
Jason, okay, Jason and I are very similar.
Okay.
But there's a little line where, like, I understand that I'm upset and that this maybe isn't something worth talking to somebody about.
Debbie doesn't Jason care enough doesn't. About America. And I was like, true. What the fuck is wrong with you bringing this back in my goddamn house?
I was proven right because Obama won.
No, you were fine.
Hashtag fundamentals.
So there, but what, then why'd you care?
Because Becky showed a clear disrespect for me.
You blame the honey whiskey, though. But
first of all, I didn't show a clear disrespect for you, but I think I could say you care because you want me to be the best I can be.
Becky,
and
all
has nothing to do with
playing into your neurotic superstitions means that I'm the best I can be.
All is forgiven because that quiz was delightful, and if I had to describe it in one word, that word would be...
Delightful?
Flames emoji.
Flames emoji. Do you want to hear the mostly A's, C's, and D's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So mostly A's, which was all the sex ones, is your fireball. You're the life of the party, and you're not afraid to show it. Your cinnamon aftertaste, the cheap price tag, mean that you're a free spirit who's usually hashtag DFW, down for whatever. Okay, mostly C's, which was sort of like...
I picked a couple
which
C's.
Which was like the axe murderer.
Yeah, I picked a
so
couple.
So like, that was like the axe murderer, like, I'm concerned about you.
I've been known to axe murder a couple of people now and then, if that's, they were to bring Tennessee Honey Whiskey a third time.
If you had chosen mostly C's, Jason, you would be, you're Jameson. You're an institution. From Rocky Top Tennis... Oh, wait, no. I did that wrong.
Yeah, Jameson's Dublin, but that's cool.
From, okay, from Dublin.
But you can enjoy it anywhere.
You're the type of person that people can hang their hat on. While that can result in a lot of pressure for you in social situations, you have the confidence to own a room wherever you go. And then D's was your Glenfiddich Reserve. Sure, you're an asshole, but who cares? You have money, a lot of it. And while you may use it to make other people's lives miserable, you also use it to enjoy the finer things. Hashtag sorry you're not sorry.
If I had to describe those answers in two words, they would be double flames emoji.
It would be amazing. Okay, so here's Deb's quiz, which is what podcast are you? I was having a hard time thinking of a quiz for you because we've taken so many quizzes together. And I even was like, I should do the what Olympic event are you? And then I looked in our Gmails and we already did
I already created that.
We did that. Okay.
Deb was curling because she's
so
awesome.
So this is, guys, like, this is so timely. Okay, ready?
Ready.
For breakfast, you typically have... A, Chobani red orange, or maybe Chobani lemon, or maybe plain. B, who has time for breakfast? C, bagels, bagels, bagels. Or D, your latest cooking creation, oatmeal, eggs, muffins, whatever.
I'm going to go with C.
Okay.
The bagels. So I don't have them every day.
Also, shout out to bagels.
Shout out to bagels.
We don't shout bagels out enough on this podcast.
We don't, but bagel emoji when it comes. Two, your ideal vacation would be A, sleeping in and going out. From the streets of Ibiza to the beaches of SoCal, location isn't as important as the local bar scene. B, a little bit of everything. Museums, restaurants, bars, shopping. C, an African safari. No, a European backpacking tour or a cruise. Wait, what was the question? Or D, spend sampling local cuisine. That's the most important thing about visiting new places, right?
D.
Wait, isn't Deb coming on the National Austin Bourbon Trail trip?
I can't speak on her behalf. Okay. Are we not going to be
sampling the local cuisines while we're there, though?
Can I mean, while maybe? You're getting ready for question Ooh, three, cookie. Shout yeah. out to Kim's delicious oatmeal cookies.
Yeah, can we do a shout out to Cookie Swap? Because we're having a cookie swap at work now because I brought in my leftover cookies and everyone was really intrigued. Okay, three.
We count.
How would your friends describe you? A, sweet or nice. I mean basic. I mean, you're really sweet. B, really fashionable. Where'd you get that top? C, intense. You have ideals and you're not afraid to stick to them. Everyone should be as passionate as you are. Or D, well-rounded. You can hold a conversation about a variety of topics, but are also known for... You're also down for whatever and a caring friend. Who wouldn't want you around?
I'm going to say D... Though I think some people probably describe me as C. But I think of myself as a D.
I think all of the above, because you're Deb's wearing a really cute top. Okay.
You're
this one's
a... Wait, wait.
This old...
You're calling her basic?
Yeah, you're calling me basic?
No, that's A.
Yeah, that's A.
Okay. What's your favorite type of chocolate? This is funny, I think.
I'm excited for this.
Okay. A, I really like my chocolate like I like my men. White. I like my chocolate like I like my men. Sweet. I like my chocolate like I like my men in small bites. Or, I like my chocolate like I like my men. Dark.
Shout out to Idris Elba.
Oh my god, that working out video? Respect. You have a TV marathon.
White chocolate's not chocolate, though, for the record.
I know.
So I take the shit out.
You have a TV marathon going on in your living room. What are you watching?
In my living room? Never.
Yeah. A. America's Next Top Model. What? It was on.
Can you believe she was wearing that? Like, oh my god.
Have you seen Dev's top? Hey. B. Probably Law and Order. C. Breaking Bad. What will Walt do next? Oh, I've already watched this. D. Parks and Rec. I can't believe it's the final season.
It's so weird that you mentioned that because I've recently been watching.
Oh my god, have you?
Parks and Rec.
That's really, really weird.
Really coincidental. So I'm going to say D.
I'm noticing a pattern. Okay, six.
You noticed one last time, too. This is weird.
This is weird. Six. Your ideal like bar has A. Cocktails and martini glasses. Fun.
I don't like
B. Loud, but not too loud, music playing. Preferably a mix of hits from the 80s, 90s, and today. C. Cheap beers in buckets and tots. Definitely tots. Or D. A roll your own cocktail program and an ice program. Just lots of programs.
Whose quiz is this now?
Well, to be fair, like, minus the martini glass, you would like all those. So this is
a wild card question. That's kind of hard, but shout out to Double Wide. I'm going to go with C.
Loaded Tops. Our third sponsor of the evening, Double Wide.
Okay.
They have a trivia night where they hate us.
Though I do like a good cocktail menu.
Who doesn't like Tops, guys?
Program.
Yeah.
What's up?
But that could be pricey sometimes. You can't do that every night.
It's true.
Okay. Last question of the quiz. If you could meet a celebrity, living or dead, it would most likely be, this is for Jason mostly, A.
Wait a second. What is my quiz?
No!
Okay.
A.
Take great offense.
Katy Perry. I don't care what Taylor Swift says. B.
Objection. Sustained.
Now we got bad blood. Okay. B. Ryan Gosling. What Eva Mendes doesn't know won't hurt her. C. Barack Obama, the people's president. Or D. Sir Paul McCartney, the best Beatle.
Whoa.
Shit.
Whoa, flames, and not the good kind of emoji.
I've met Paul McCartney. Not the best Beatle, but I'm still going to say him.
All right.
I would say Obama, except I don't think he can have a real interaction with me, so it wouldn't be that interesting. Maybe
wait.
Like 20 years.
Okay, so this is kind of funny, because I actually guess I didn't pay some of the answers for, but D was it Shirley to their credit.
For the favorite podcast.
Okay, so A was cereal. B was...
You're not allowed to mention cereal. It's the fourth time. You have one rule.
You know what? Sorry, I'm not sorry. So I think, shit, the explanation was something like, you've got something for everyone.
You don't have the explanation?
No, I pasted this from work because I was working
on
it.
My quiz is kind of half-assed.
You know what we could do? We could drop this in post.
I really take issue
with it. Yeah, we could drop it in post. It was like, it's showing each other credit. You have a lot to say, or sometimes not a lot to say at all. But you have fun, lively conversations with each other, and there's something for everyone. In 2015, your podcast will be on the rise.
We definitely are not something for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys, that was it. Oh, I'm sorry I forgot that. I mean, I didn't forget it because Jason's leading us out.
Get out.
He's not the leader.
Get out.
Okay. You're
wait, what were the other? We don't know
wait,
B
no,
and C?
Here's the other thing about it. No, B was Hollywood No.
B was
A Christmas. Was cereal, because that was all the basic answers. B was Hollywood Prospectus, and then C was the sports one.
Sports guy.
Yeah. I might have G-chatted Jason today and said, remind me again of Dev's favorite podcast, and then Googled a highline description of all of them.
What are your four favorite podcasts?
Oh, yeah. Let's
am I now allowed to say Girls and Titties anymore?
That's Stop! Exactly what... That's what I said. I was like, I feel
girl
like, yeah,
like
I said.
Too soon.
Yeah.
That's still my favorite podcast.
Yeah, agreed.
Hollywood Prospectus.
That's why I said number one.
Probably Sports Guy. BS Report.
I think I said that number three.
That's right, I called it the BS Report.
I really like all of the Grantland pop culture. No, not at the moment. But I like, Prince of
England. I said exactly that. I said really all the Grantland pop culture ones except the moment. But I think it's Bright Reasons and Prince movies. But you like Prince movies more than Right Reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoy the Right Reasons, but Prince movies.
By the way,
I
just an all around shout out to Wes Morris, Julia Lemon, Dave Jacoby, and Alex Papadimus.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of all them.
Yeah.
I like NBA After Dark.
NBA After Dark. Flames emoji.
You didn't mention that.
That's a kind of an irregular.
Yeah, it's a regular.
Every time you say flames emoji, I'm going to say cat hard eyes.
I Who's like, you? Well, I don't listen to all the episodes. I like WTF, Marc Maron.
Cool.
I also like Harmontown and Comedy Bang Bang.
I like Professor Blastoff.
Yeah.
That's my one podcast that I haven't listened to since August. Cheers to you guys. Yeah. It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with me running less. And actually, you know what? You haven't talked about this, but when I work out now, I don't listen to anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to not listen to stuff.
Because I sweat and my headphones fall out of my ears, and I actually find that more distracting than just running.
What I like to do is leave...
It's like meditation, if you just don't listen to anything.
Because I feel like, because I've been on vacation and sick a little bit, I'm like not as like in the running shape as I normally am. So what I like to do now is listen to nothing, and then right when it gets really hard, I like to leave Taylor Swift as a
No,
like,
so
reward.
I've been doing that. So I do like a workout now where I run down to Astoria Park to my apartment, run around the park and run back, which is only like 2.5 miles, and I'm like, that's fair.
Don't say only. It's
2.5
miles.
And so I like run, and then when I get to like the bend at Ditmars where you have to go uphill, I'm like, all right, now we got bad, but I'm like, let's carry it home today.
Oh, that's your running
jam? Like, basically after that, it's mostly uphill for me. So I'm like, I need a little bit of a pick-me-up.
That's what out of the woods exists for.
All right, here's what I'm going to say.
There are a lot of trees there.
One is that we're over an hour now. So I think we might have
we
to
have
table our other...
We have a special guest. We can keep going. We're going to do two parts.
Uh-huh, honey.